Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters, and this is Background Briefing, available 24/7 at backgroundbriefing.org. And joining us now is Tyson Slocum, who is the Research Director for Public Citizens Energy Program, where he works to promote stronger regulation of energy markets, examine the impact of mergers and lax regulations over electricity, petroleum, and natural gas, and monitor federal legislation on energy issues. He conducts extensive research on the influence of corporate special interests on our political system and works to promote corporate and government accountability. Welcome to Background Briefing, Tyson Slocum.
Always great to be here, Ian.
Well, thank you. And in the State of the State address today, the Governor Jerry Brown, as his tenure ends, mentioned that the only person who's against making advances in alternative energy, in particular solar, and dealing with climate change, is the non-believer in the existence of climate change in the White House. And the non-believer in the greatest and gravest danger facing the planet in the White House has now slapped tariffs on solar, which for a guy that keeps talking about he's the job creator, solar is the fastest growing job creator in the country. Solar is the world's fastest growing energy industry, attracting over $160 billion in investment in 2017. So is this just an act of stupidity on the part of the president in slapping tariffs on solar and washing machines, which are going to kill advances in solar? And we also know that Trump is trying to bring back coal at the same time. So,
yeah, it's not going to be a surprise to your listeners that President Trump did another stupid thing, and this tariff decision is a stupid thing. We all want to see more solar panels manufactured in the United States, but slapping tariffs on foreign-made solar panels isn't the right course of action, especially because it is combined, as you alluded to, Ian, with other efforts by the Trump administration to promote coal and nuclear at the expense of solar and wind. So it would be one thing if Trump was saying, listen, we want to give U.S. solar manufacturers a leg up, and we're going to do that by, A, limiting foreign-made solar panels, and, B, providing all of the needed incentives to significantly grow solar demand in the United States by promoting more rooftop solar, utility-scale solar, and things like that. But that's not what Trump is doing. He's doing a completely idiotic move where he is limiting foreign-made solar panels at the same time that his Secretary of Energy, Rick Perry, made a formal rulemaking procedure at the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission to force consumers to spend billions of dollars every year to subsidize uneconomic coal and nuclear power plants. And those power plants have been made uneconomic by the wave of cheap solar energy that's growing across the country.
Well, my understanding is that even though a lot of manufacturing has moved abroad and most of it comes from China or South Korea, the U.S. still has the technological superiority in R&D to find the most efficient solar panels, and a lot of American companies have them manufactured abroad. But my understanding is that this boneheaded move by President Trump will actually hurt R&D, because there's some very promising R&D with new solar materials that are almost like, you know, slapping on a coat of paint and having it generate electricity. So I'm speaking of perovskite. So tell me about whether this is going to have an impact on R&D and solar.
Well, yeah, it's going to have an impact on R&D. I mean, right now, about 15% of solar panels sold in the United States are manufactured in the United States. So definitely the vast majority are manufactured outside the United States. And this tariff action alone is probably going to depress U.S. solar installations by about 11% over the next 5 years. So it's not catastrophic, but it's definitely going to have a negative impact. I think the more important thing that we need to be focusing on is how can the United States become the global leader in renewable energy? Because we are losing ground to other countries. And I think if you look at what Germany did beginning in the 1980s and 1990s, the way that Germany stimulated domestic solar manufacturing was by stimulating domestic solar demand. And they did that by providing generous incentives to people to generate electricity from rooftop solar. And so as a result, Germany had more installed solar capacity than the United States, right? Which is crazy because geographically it's smaller, population-wise it's smaller, and it's at a far more northern latitude than the United States. We don't need to replicate Germany's expensive domestic subsidies because right now solar is cost competitive and often the least cost energy fuel source in most American markets. But we do need to make sure that solar and customers seeking to install solar don't have any impediments artificially erected by local utilities or other stupid regulations. And so what we should be doing is pioneering the becoming leaders in domestic solar manufacturing by vastly expanding solar opportunities in the domestic market. And that's not what Trump is doing. Simply slapping tariffs on foreign-made solar is a clumsy, nonsensical move to try and help U.S. manufacturing. It's not going to get the job done. It's counterproductive.
But we've suggested that so far it's all about Trump being stupid. But maybe it's not entirely that. Maybe Trump is acting at the behest of some of his big donors. Coal and nuclear and oil and gas were big donors. Koch brothers are huge.
Bob Murray has the ear of the president. And your listeners need to know who Bob Murray is. He's the CEO of Murray Energy, which is America's largest privately held coal mining company. And Bob Murray this summer gave $1 million in cash to Trump's super PAC to support Trump in all sorts of ads and other electoral activities. And Bob Murray, at the same time that he delivered this $1 million in cash to Donald Trump, was meeting with Donald Trump. He was meeting with Secretary Perry, and it was Bob Murray who, in memos that have been obtained by reporters, outlined a plan that Rick Perry, Trump's Secretary of Energy, later introduced in September, a plan to force consumers across the country to spend billions of dollars to provide subsidies to underperforming coal-fired power plants. So absolutely, when I look at the Trump administration, I see crony capitalism at its worst. And what I see is Bob Murray's fingerprints all over Donald Trump's failing energy and climate policies.
So it's then quite likely that this is a very cynical move to kill off the fastest growing job creator, the fastest growing sector in the world in terms of energy. And as I mentioned in the beginning, it's attracted over $160 billion in investment since 2017. And, you know, it could also precipitate a trade war. That's another issue in itself. So from what you're telling me, this is not about Trump being stupid and reactionary and atavistic, but simply corrupt.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that's stupid. He is foregoing what's in the national interest to pursue the narrow special interests of coal. And so that is dumb. It's deeply cynical. And the important thing to understand is we're not going to let this happen, right? Public Citizen and other organizations are fighting hard to stop these cynical, destructive moves by the Trump administration. I testified before Congress about some of these issues this past fall, and on the panel with me was the head of energy procurement for the Walmart Corporation. And what this person from Walmart told Congress in October was they are almost exclusively securing long-term energy contracts to supply their warehouses and their stores from renewable energy, not because they felt it was the moral thing to do, but because every time Walmart went into the open market to solicit bids, renewable energy came in the cheapest. And that's really the revolution that we're seeing right now. And it's so typical that Trump is completely out of step with what's going on in the marketplace. Of course, renewable energy is good to fight climate change. Of course, it's good for the environment relative to fossil fuels. But it's also increasingly the least cost option, especially compared to fossil fuels like coal. And so coal has been dying in the marketplace not because of regulations, but because renewable energy has become so efficient that it is cheaper than coal. There was a funny story last year where the National Coal Museum in Kentucky installed solar panels on their museum because it was cheaper than buying electricity from the local utility that was primarily fueled by coal. So even the National Coal Museum relies on solar power. So this is what we all understand to be the facts. And once again, the Trump administration is bucking the facts in order to pursue policies that were designed by corporate special interests, in this case, Murray Energy and Bob Murray specifically.
But aren't the consequences of Trump's move to slap tariffs on solar likely to raise the cost of solar and make it less competitive?
It will. I mean, you know, there was just some research announced that said that the impact of this tariff is going to result in an 11% reduction in solar installations in the United States over the next 5 years. So that isn't a good number. It's not catastrophic. So basically, without the tariffs, we would have seen, you know, almost 15,000 more solar installations. Now we're just going to see 14,000. So it's in of itself, it's not a good move, but it's not catastrophic. But if it's combined with other Trump administration initiatives like the coal bailout plan or other efforts to limit the ability of states to adequately pursue energy and climate policies that they see as being beneficial, things like California is trying to do, then it is a problem. And so, again, the Trump administration is pursuing bad policy at the behest of big donors and special interests that are completely against what the market wants and what consumers and the climate would benefit from.
So this is a surreal situation, isn't it? If you give Trump money and say nice things to him and tell him how great he is, he'll do anything for you, no matter how terrible your product is.
Right. This is what's so dangerous about a wildly uneducated and misinformed president, is that whoever has his ear, Trump is going to listen to, and he will do things for that person. Bob Murray wrote a memo to the President of the United States that the Associated Press got their hands on this summer, and in this memo, Bob Murray says, "President Trump, I sat with you in your office and told you that these are the things that you need to do to bail out coal, and they haven't been done yet." And so what was clear from these memos was that the president agreed to what Bob Murray wanted, but some of the requests that Bob Murray was asking for, one thing that Bob Murray asked for last year was for the president of the United States to declare a national emergency and essentially federalize all of the underperforming coal-fired power plants, basically nationalizing them in order to keep them operating. It was a completely insane idea. It would have been massively expensive, and White House lawyers actually ran interference. They were like, "Mr. President, this is actually completely insane. We can't do this." But President Trump wanted to do it simply because Bob Murray asked him to. And so that's what's so dangerous is we're only, of all the bad policies we're seeing, we're only seeing a fraction of the things that Trump actually would want to do. It's just that he's got, you know, at least a handful of adults in the room that stop him from doing things even worse. It's an absolutely crazy situation. But when you read things like these Bob Murray memos to the president, it's frightening just how ignorant and impulsive the president is on massive policy issues.
Well, Tyson Slocum, I thank you for joining us here today. I appreciate it.
It's my pleasure.
And again, I've been speaking with Tyson Slocum, who's the Research Director for Public Citizens Energy Program, where he works to promote stronger regulation in energy markets, examine the impact of mergers and lax regulations over electricity, petroleum, and natural gas, and monitor federal legislation on energy issues. He conducts extensive research on the influence of corporate special interests on our political system and works to promote corporate and government accountability. We're going to take a brief station break. We're back with an update on the timeline on the Trump-Russia story.